What is up, wrestling fans? Welcome to another episode of the Smart Out Moment Smack Talk Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Tony Mango. Joining me, as always, are Robert E. Felice.
Hello, everyone.
We're and Callum Williams.
Hey there.
What we're doing here is we're piggybacking off of what we did last week. We did the WWE roster tier lists for the men's and the women's rosters. And you know what? Let's balance it out. Perfectly fair. Let's do the men's and the women's rosters for AEW. That was the game plan, and nothing is kind of weird to say. Nothing has happened that needed to change the game plan, despite the fact that so much has changed in the past 2 days in particular. We're recording this on Wednesday, the 15th of September, so we've had an eventful Monday Night Raw. We've had the NXT relaunch in some ways, but even though we could technically just do some sort of a generic going over and talk about that kind of stuff, we'll talk about those on the hot tags. We'll talk about them leading into Extreme Rules and some different things. Why not do the roster tier list like we had planned, which last year around this time we had done a sort of general assessment of the roster, because it was at that point it had been like a full year since they had been starting Dynamite and everything. We're not a full year past that point at this point now, because that would have been October 4th. Is that what it was? Yeah. But yeah, we're in that range. So why not talk about it now, especially with all the signings like Adam Cole and Bryan Danielson and whatnot. For this particular edition, we are going to be talking about the women's division, I should say. And there's not too many people to talk about, but we're going to talk about them. And the way that we do this is pretty simple. You should see it on your screen right now on YouTube. If you're listening to the audio version, obviously you're not going to see it, because that's not how that works. But the setup when it comes to this is the ones that you can see on the screen. S tier from the goats all the way down to the F tier of the drizzling shits. We do have a no opinion option for the people that we just haven't seen too much of yet, that we don't feel comfortable enough saddling into a low spot just because they haven't become some great person yet, or, you know, maybe we don't know that they're great, but we're told that they're great, or whatever kind of setup that might be. So we encourage you to drop your comments below. Tell us your thoughts on where these different stars should be ranked, and your thoughts on our thoughts and everything else like that. And while you're over there and you are leaving a comment on YouTube, then hit the like button, pass this around with the share button, hit the thanks button if you want to toss a little bit of your spare change our way, join the members only side of the YouTube platform and get access to the Darkcast episodes, or you can do the same thing on the Patreon, patreon.com/smarkoutmoment. And you can also take advantage of the Pick a Poison tier. We can request things. So if you want more tier lists in the future, if you're really a big fan of this, then you know, you can even create your own lists for us to rank in whatever fashion. Maybe you want to have us do like a tier list of a particular time frame, like 1993 roster in WWF or something like that. That'd be kind of fun to do something along those lines. But whether it's that, whether it's something else, you know, Pick a Poison, you get to pick. That's kind of the whole point. So, let's dive into this. What do you guys want to start? You want to start with a big positive, a big negative, or a no opinion?
Let's just establish bases. Britt Baker's in S tier as far as his roster is concerned. Nobody's telling me otherwise.
I think that should be something we should clarify, too. This doesn't necessarily mean as far as the whole entire history of professional wrestling. This is the roster.
This roster as it stands.
Like Rob's assessment that Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, should be an S tier does not mean that she is like the, you know, she should go down in history as the greatest woman's wrestler alive. That might end up happening, you know, and you might have that opinion here and there, but, you know, I don't want anybody to be like, oh my God, this person should be in this thing and you're ranking them too high or whatever. This is based off of the roster itself. So you're thinking S tier.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, Callum?
No, definitely F, probably. Like, she's awful. She's the worst. Like, gosh. No, of course she's an S. She's like the best thing they've got in
the
entire division.
She's the thing they have.
That is a three for then.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she at the very least she would have been an A tier, but she. It's weird because she, at one point, she was seemingly already S tier before everything even got started. Then she started wrestling, and we were all in the agreement where we were like, something's not working right. Like, something just hasn't clicked. The matches aren't really great. The characters just kind of in this weird kind of doldrums. But once she turned heel, that's what made the difference. That's all she needed to do, it seems. Ever since then, she's been great. So, yeah, she's an S tier.
Yeah, absolutely. Turned heel, improved vastly in the ring. Went through like a few injury struggles, but seemingly has gotten better since with every single injury she's encountered. So, yeah, the sky's the limit for her at the moment. She's one of the best parts of the entire, like every program that she's on.
I can't think of an F tier one.
I can.
You can?
Leva Bates.
See, I don't know if I'd go F tier. I would. I was leaning more towards E.
Grizzling shit. She's just an E.
She's. Yeah. I think by far she's the worst wrestler out of this entire list, and she has done absolutely nothing to change that perspective in the match sets. She hasn't wrestled since, I think. Well, hasn't wrestled on any sort of televised program. I think since March. And she has wrestled like on the independent circuit a little bit for it because obviously they've got absolutely nothing for her. But I don't think that she has a particularly compelling personality now because they went beyond this librarian character and now she's just there.
She exists for like the auxiliary purposes of signings and Twitch and all those kinds of things. They really haven't done anything with her.
She seems like more like she's backstage personnel more than she is actually a wrestler now. And like, yeah,
Like kind of like Christy in TNA.
But it's just a case of because again, if we're trying to aim for this like bell curve thing, and we're trying to say it's not like grading her saying like she is the worst wrestler that's ever lived or anything like that by putting her in the F tier. And same way we're saying S tier is not a case that Britt Baker is the greatest women's wrestler that ever lived. But if we're going to go on the curve, she is I think the lowest point on the AEW women's roster.
I could see that argument. I don't know if I'd still go F. Like, there might just not be an F in my mind, but if anybody was going to be the F, it would either be her or it would be Rebel.
Rebel's more heavily featured and is a better person, and is more, like, high-profile personality on the roster than Leva Bates is.
I don't take the personality as being great enough, though, to warrant it being a higher status. I actually think that if you got rid of Rebel, it wouldn't matter.
Well, she's so ingrained in that Baker package now.
Yeah, and wrestling is not just... This isn't like a tier list based on just pure wrestling ability. And she actually has more... She's had more of an impact. She's been involved in more fun moments than Leva Bates has because Leva hasn't really done anything since... Especially since the whole gimmick with Peter Avalon ended.
Those are definitely the two lowest points on the roster, though.
Yeah, I don't think there's any role.
Rebel would be a C or a B or anything like that, but she would be the E and Leva Bates would be below that.
So we're definitely at least putting these two in E.
Yeah, at least.
And I don't think that there's anybody that kind of comes close to that. I mean, there are people that, you know, my personal rankings, I would have some people on that lower end of the spectrum too, but not necessarily the E tier. These two are... They're the lowest ranked for me. So my vote, I would probably go Leva in E, Rebel in F.
Complete opposite.
So it's up to you, Rob.
I don't even know if I feel... If we end up needing putting somebody in F...
We're putting someone in F.
Okay, we're definitely putting somebody in F, then I'd probably put Bates just because she ain't being used at all.
I want this consistency. It's not a case of saying she's the worst that ever lived, but it's just a case that she is the... Would you agree with me in my assessment that Leva Bates is less valuable on the roster than Rebel is?
That's what I said. If I had to put one of them, it's Bates because Rebel means more to the show.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well then, I don't have much of an opinion overall about Emi Sakura.
She's fine. She's like a D tier.
I hate her theme music, and that's the most I have to ever say about her.
Well, you're a negative, Nancy, aren't you?
she's a perfectly decent wrestler. She's on the older side, so she's less, I'd say, less dynamic. But I like the theme music. I like the queen gimmick. I like all of that stuff associated with her. So, but she's definitely a D tier as far as this roster.
Miss more of the Freddie Mercury, like the actual cosplay of it.
She's playing more heel now. So I guess they need to separate from that a little bit.
She's supposed to be a heel.
She's a heel. Yeah.
We're not at a point where we're ranking Lulu Pencil yet, correct?
So I do have on this list Diamante, Julia Hart, and Kylan King. They're not officially signed, as far as I'm aware. But
they gotta be signed. I mean,
at least they are in that kind of range where you know, the different tiers system that they've got, where it's like tier zero means that they're signed on like a tentative deal, but they're not, like, they haven't gotten the graphic, as far as I can see. I don't remember them ever having the Julia Hart is all elite, for instance.
They are prominently featured, despite the fact that they aren't technically quote unquote signed to the company.
I look at those three and I see two D's and a C, with Diamante being the C.
I would lean more towards all three being C.
I don't know how you can see Julia Hart at this point and say that she's a C.
Yeah, character, I guess, potential in the future. I've enjoyed watching her more than I've enjoyed watching Emi Sakura.
If you don't know anything about Emi Sakura.
No, I've seen enough of her matches that I have no opinion about her. That's why I said that. It's just like, you know, she like does nothing for me. Same, to be honest, about Yuka Sakazaki. I'd actually like pretty much put Sakazaki in the no opinion thing. I don't dislike her, but I don't like anything that I've seen to actually put her anywhere other than like the D tier. I just kind of feel mean putting like Sakazaki in D tier. I'm just like, you know, she's like anybody else.
You won't, because she'll go and say, because she's pretty good.
Yeah, Yuka Sakazaki's not, we're probably putting her in C. Again, it's the context of this roster.
I think she's pretty good. She'd be a pretty good fit on most rosters, but yeah, she's clearly very over with the crowd when she comes out. But if we're going with Diamante, Julia Hart, and Killian King, I think Julia Hart is too green at the moment to be middle of the road.
I'd
say D as well.
Good words for
she's
D,
definitely got potential. Yeah, she definitely got potential, but she's not ready yet.
Also say D on Kylan.
Kong King.
I like Kylan a lot. I think she has a lot of potential, but at the moment she is not quite ready yet.
The minute she's signed, we could even bump her up to C. But like when she starts racking up real wins and gets on the rankings, she could be a C, but for now she's D.
Is that two votes for D?
Yeah, I'd say so.
And then two votes for Diamante for C.
Rob agrees with that one. So I think she's on the lower end of C, just because honestly I haven't been super impressed with the stuff that she's done. She doesn't stand out to me at all. She has the same effect to me that seemingly Emi Sakura and Yuka Sakazaki have for you.
For the most part, same with Diamante for me though. Like, it sounds kind of harsh to say, but there's on this small roster, you would think that there's some people that stand out quite a bit. And to be perfectly honest, I don't think that this is a super duper strong roster, even though I like a lot of the people. Like, I mean, just by sheer numbers alone, WWE's women's division far exceeds AEW's. And the curve that we're going to have going on right here, I feel like it's going to be this, like, this weird kind of curve compared to, you know, we have like the four horsewomen at WWE where it's like, okay, they're all like fantastic. And I'm like, all right, well, if I were to take the exact same, like this group and put WWE and AEW together, I'd be end up like this section, the S, A, and B would be just packed with WWE people and almost no AEW people, that kind of deal. Like, there are people on this list that we still haven't gotten to yet that I do genuinely really like. but I don't feel like they are comparable to a lot of ones in WWE. And somebody like a Diamante, I'm like, yeah, she's fine. Like, you know. But I'm not clamoring for her to win a championship. And if she were to go to WWE, I'd be like, all right, well, then she's D tier in WWE by default, kind of a deal. You know what I mean?
To an extent.
Yeah.
I feel like some of the, obviously WWE's talent is more exposed, and they've also had more time to flesh out characters, build up more of a legacy than the AEW side of things. Because part of the, I'd say part of the issue with AEW's women's roster, beyond the fact that they probably should be utilized more, is the fact that they had to get started on against the backdrop of the fact that WWE had pretty much signed every top women's talent they possibly could. In the through NXT and all this other stuff as well, so it doesn't surprise me that their one is a bit more on the weaker side right now. But once they get a few more established names and some more of their people start to build up more of an identity for themselves, I think we'll see things shift a little bit. I wouldn't say necessarily that, I'd say there's a good proportion of these people that I would say are equally as talented as a lot of the top women's wrestlers in WWE.
So we have the S, C, D, E, F. Do we have any no opinion ones?
No, I've seen enough of all these people that I can form an opinion of it.
Yeah, I've also seen enough of these.
So then let's establish an A and a B. I think that if I were thinking of an A out of this list, I think I'd probably go Riho.
No.
Because I couldn't go S.
No, I wouldn't go S. I still have a very good day.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with Riho being B. I was trying to be a little...
I'd say Riho's a B.
Yeah, she's very good, but like there are circumstances she is really, really small. And that has an issue with some of the matches that she's in.
Ruby Soho would be an A to me.
See, I think it's too early to assess her as an A.
It's tough.
I want to leave her for a little while just because I want to see where we end up putting it. In terms of fully established, I'd say Serena Deeb is an A.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think she's the best worker in the entire... She's in the entire division.
I'm good. Oh my god, Thunder Rosa.
She's an S.
She's an S.
Yeah.
Thunder Rosa is my overall, I think, favorite person on this roster.
Those two are the S's.
And I'm good with that.
Nyla. Yeah, I don't think I'd put a single other S out of this list.
What about Nyla being a B?
Nyla's either A or B. She's. I still think that there is elements of her that are still a bit green. But yeah. she's too established, and just the sheer presence and size that she brings to the division means that she has to be considered higher up. Part of me is even thinking, are you considering the rest of the people surrounding it?
Yeah,
I think I'd rather wait on Nyla as well, just to see where we go with that. But how do you guys feel about Abaddon? Because I thought Abaddon was kind of cool, and then over the past couple of months, I'm like, yeah, I really don't care. Like, I'd go C.
D.
D.
Oh, cool. I'm much more fine with D. I'm being nicer on this.
She's okay, but like, I don't think they really utilized
that. Let them get some reps on Dark and do some vignettes and have some fun. Maybe she could be something, but
I don't know if I've seen enough of it yet, but I would like to appreciate the fact that they've moved away from the fact that she's a legitimate zombie and she's someone who just like is a zombie cosplayer.
Have they done that? I haven't watched the last couple episodes of Dark Elevation or whatever.
Well, I don't see people like that get absolutely terrified by her as much as they were when she debuted. Like, you don't see, well, she doesn't really appear on Dynamite that much anymore anyway, but it's just a case of, you don't see people like Hikaru Shida getting terrified and scared and the head games that she's playing and stuff like that. Like, oh my god, she's legitimately going to bite me and eat my flesh. Like, no, she just does that to intimidate people.
Well, speaking of Shida, she would be the other one that I would put in the ass.
No,
Hey.
She's great. She's absolutely great, but I think she's A now. I feel like there is a significant gap between Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa in terms of just popularity, presence, a bit wrestling. Well, maybe not so much wrestling ability, but just pure charisma that really separates them from Shida.
Let's knock out another easy one. For me, Statlander's a B.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I put her above the C for sure. Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. She's definitely on the top end of it. It's just, yeah, we might cross back onto it just because I feel like there is scope to put her in A, but right now B's. She's going to go no lower than B. So
right now it's leveling out nicely. So we'll see what happens.
Well, if you guys are saying Sheeta's an A, then Statlander's a B to me. I think Sheeta's definitely a level higher up than Statlander. I would potentially go this, but if Sheeta's there, then Statlander goes B.
So the thing is, I would have said that maybe a few months ago, and I probably would have put Sheeta in S, but then Sheeta just isn't used anymore. So clearly she's not that valuable if they decide, yeah, we can basically stay off Dynamite for the rest of the year after losing the title.
How do you guys feel about Layla Hirsch?
Solid B, I think.
I'm not super impressed. I'd go C at the highest.
She's a B. I think if given the question, given who we put in C, she's a B.
Have you guys seen enough of her that you really put her on par with, like...
Oh, yeah.
That she should be fighting for the championship in contention right now?
Oh, absolutely.
She fought for the NWA championship, and that was one of the best matches on that power Empower show.
The only good matches.
See, in my mind, though, fighting for the NWA championship doesn't mean shit right now. Like,
cause well, that's because you don't care about it. It's like, it doesn't mean shit.
My opinion for the list, though, that like in that kind of comparison thing.
Well,
like,
yeah, but that's why me and Rob are here to outvote you.
I mean, if that's the case, yeah. But I mean, like for me, that, like Layla Hirsch fighting for that, I'm like, yeah, she can win it because who fucking cares if she wins it? You know, Trevor Murdoch is their champion.
He's alive. You know, like. All right, that's a different list for a different time.
But you know what I mean, though? Like, fighting for the NWA anything right now is not like you're winning.
The point is,
you know,
I trust her more in a wrestling ring to have a good match than I would, say, The Bunny or Julia Hart.
What about her character?
She's fucking great. She's female Taz. She's small and she's going to throw you around.
Yeah, she doesn't have a lot of character. I would say that she doesn't have a lot of character, but her character is like she lets her wrestling do the talking.
Oh, I mean, two votes for B. She goes on there. If that's the case, if she's a B, then some other people get bumped up a little bit more than what I would have said. Then
Okay. I'm going to say with a couple of other people, I think Jade Cargill was a C because she has unbelievable presence but she's just not ready in the ring yet.
That's exactly where I was going to put her. So put her there, Tony.
That's where I would have agreed. I think that if Layla Hirsch is a B, I think Penelope Ford is an A.
No, she's a C.
I think she's got way too much character and she's way too fun in the ring for me
she
to.
She is. She's an absolute jobber, and she is like a jobber. Sent as a jobber.
She's a high C.
She's not as good at ring. She's cheerleader. She's a cheerleader thrown in the ring, essentially.
I think you guys are crazy. She could fight for the championship, and it makes sense. Whereas
she couldn't. That was
Yuka Sakazaki right now. I'm like, she ain't fucking winning. Like
her name is legit Layla Hirsch. That's because she is legitimately good in wrestling. I look at her before and feel like.
No, I said Sakazaki.
Sakazaki. Well, Sakazaki's on a C tier.
You guys are saying Penelope Ford is C. I'm like,
yeah, I would
Ford's
feel the same exact way about
major character.
I would sound the exact feel the exact same way about both of them challenging for the AEW Women's Championship.
Ford did have a very good match against Hikaru Shida last year.
Yeah,
but
she can be carried.
But I think because of the way they use her, she's a high C.
You guys are crazy, but you're voting me out. So you gotta go there.
Well, do you not get that sort of kind of perspective, that considering the fact that we're in agreement that you're the crazy one?
I don't know. Drop a comment below, everybody. Tell me if you think that this is the case, because to me, I'm like, she's an easy A compared to that. Like,
if I was going to move her, I'd move her to B. I would listen to B, but B is as high.
I would put the Bunny in B, because I think the Bunny's a better wrestler, and they both have pretty much, like, they've both been used together, but I feel like the Bunny's the better, like, actual wrestler out of the two of them.
And I'd rather watch a Penelope Ford match than a Bunny match. But I would have gone Ford A, Bunny potentially B, High C.
See, I wouldn't put Ford A. I would hear out Ford B, Bunny C, just because I don't think they know what they're doing with the bunny. I think the bunny is just there, and the bunny is just floating.
They don't know what they're doing with Penelope Ford because they're using Penelope Ford alongside the bunny. So how's the argument that they know what they're doing with Penelope Ford and they don't know what they're doing with the bunny when they're both doing the exact same thing?
That's a fair point. So I guess they're both on the seat here.
What they're doing with Penelope Ford is that they're putting her in some matches and feuds with Ty Conti and Anna Jay until Kip Sabian comes back, and then she can go back to being a manager for the most part.
See, I feel like if we go Bunny and Ford in C, we have to almost put almost everybody else in C.
No, I'm saying Bunny should go in B. I think she's a better wrestler than Ford is.
Like, I couldn't imagine putting Anna Jay anywhere other than C then.
No, I'm putting Anna Jay. I'd put Anna Jay in C.
I was going to put Anna Jay and Ty Conti right now in B.
I was going to put Ty Conti's
higher up to me.
Yeah, Ty Conti's one of the better ones, so I'd definitely put her in B. I could even make an argument,
so
maybe.
Wild. Just thinking about where she was a year ago, that's so crazy.
I mean, I could even hear an argument potentially for Ty Conti value, but I just feel like she needs to be, like, as soon as she wins the title, she goes A. Or she starts challenging for a title, she goes A.
See, Conti to me is kind of the definitive B right now. Like I had said before, like I'd put Cheetah in A, I'd put Ford, I'd put Cheetah in S, I'd put Ford in A, I'd put Conti in B. Where, like, Conchi's definitely higher up than Anna Jay to me. Anna Jay's C.
What do you see with Fred Ford? Do you add value to the number of flips that she can perform before hitting the hit in the corner?
Ford is the type of person I could see, if she would have went to WWE, she could have potentially become champion by now.
Yeah, because she's very good looking.
Not just because she's good looking.
Yes, just because she's good looking.
No, I legitimately think, like, my first reaction to her was her looks, because that's the first thing I saw when she came out. But in All In, I was thinking, oh my God, she's crazy. She's doing these like flips and stuff, and she seems like she's actually got talent. I've enjoyed her matches more.
She had Adam Page as a base to work off of that match.
Hold on. How is Tony not working for WWE Creative? This is you should be, because that's the exact mentality. Look, Ford is good. I'm not saying like Ford is bad. That's why I said
I could put in a C. C's fine. She's C's average.
Yeah, we're not saying above average.
Well, if we're going by I'm just looking at the four people that we currently have in B. I just feel like she can't touch any of those in the ring.
And I just haven't seen enough from Hirsch that makes me think that she's super great. It's just okay. She can Matt wrestle a little bit, and I'm kind of checked out, not paying attention. Personal preferences, of course, in a lot of different ways. I've never been the biggest fan of Taz. I don't think that Taz should have been a world champion. I think he's entertaining. He right, but I mean, like, I wouldn't have been like, oh my God, Taz needs to get pushed to the moon. I would have been like, nah, Taz is kind of cool, but like, he's not on my list of, you know, when we've done the discussions before of like, how did they never become world champion? I'm like, no, Taz shouldn't have done that. I don't think that's missing anything. So it's like Layla Hirsch to me, she doesn't have any character. She's just wrestler. And when she wrestles, I'm not wowed. So if she's not going to wow me from her personality or her in-ring stuff, that's textbook middle of the road for me, where I'm like, she's not bad. Like, by no means is she bad, but she's not good at anything enough to stand out to me. She's just a wrestler. Like, we just talked before we got started here about the Creed Brothers, and I'm like, Creed Brothers are guys throwing people around, and that's kind of fun, but if you were to tell me, like, who are you going to push to the moon and maybe book for, like, a WrestleMania, I'm not looking at them yet as that, you know? Whereas somebody like a Penelope Ford, I kind of look at it and I go, all right, I could do something with this. Like,
she definitely has a star presence in the same vein that... So does Jade Cargill, and that's why we put Jade Cargill in C right off the bat, because she's got a tremendous presence. Ford just needs a little seasoning. I don't know if it's necessarily in the ring or even like on the mic. She's got great presence, but she's missing some of the other elements to me.
Yeah. Cargill, if she works the way that I'm assuming she's going to improve, she could potentially be an S tier. Right now, she's got the look down, she's got star presence, but she's very green. And that's why I'm like, yeah, she's C, but she's working her way towards B, working her way towards A, that kind of deal. Whereas poor Penelope Ford, I was going to call her Ford. Penelope Ford, I feel like she's already ascended that level kind of thing. I'd make the argument, like, I'm not going to move them around, but, like, I'd make the argument, at the very least, Penelope Ford goes into B, Bunny goes into either B or C, Anna Jay stays in C. That's where I'd kind of go.
No, I just don't see it. No, I don't see it. Penelope Ford, as demonstrated, that, like, again, she has definitely some sort of some sort of quality to her. But I don't think that she's had one. I believe I would count the fact that she's had probably one good match in her entire time in AEW. I'd say one very good match, then match with Kara Shida. The rest of them ranged from fine to forgettable. And she isn't a mic talk. She isn't a mic worker either. She's cut very, very few promos since like joining the company. Like, all the stuff is, like, backstage thing, and it's usually Kip Sabian's the guy who has the presence and has the personality and charisma, and then she just adds a little bit on the end of it. It's like, yeah, there's really nothing that she does that pushes her far beyond average to me.
Personal aside, like, because we know what happened in their real lives, but I liked Penelope presentation-wise more with Joey because I just think it fit a little bit better on TV, but so far she hasn't done much of anything on the character front, even though I know that when she gets the chance, that's where her strong suit will be.
Well, what's the big takeaway you guys have for Layla Hirsch? What's the good match that she's had that pushes her there, or what's the big...
I just think she's fucking rad. Like, I think you look at her and you go, okay, she can bring an element of grappling to this division that is largely based around Joshi high flying or indie wrestling in, you know, the North American style right now. Layla Hirsch is out here just doing German suplexes and dropping people on their heads. Like, she's different in the same way that Taz was different from a Bam Bam and a Shane Douglas in ECW. No, I'm not saying Taz should have beaten Triple H, but Layla Hirsch could very well step up to Britt Baker and knock her out.
So it's more so, I guess you guys are attributing a lot of value to the difference nature. Like, she's the only one that's like that on this roster, so she stands out more like that kind of deal?
Well, if you wanted to say, like, particular matches, I'd say that her debut match with Shida, that was, like, immediately, like, caught my eye with the quality that she possessed, which was far above, like, people that were appearing on Dark in the women's matches at that point in time. Had a good match with Serena Deeb for the Women's Championship, NWA Women's Championship, should I say, went on Dynamite. The match that I just saw with her with Camille, and Camille is someone who has a lot of, like, size and power and definitely a ton of potential. I put her in, like, if she was part of this roster, she'd be in a B or A slot, probably, because she is like Jay Cargill, but she's already started to get that strong wrestling ability down. But she was clearly the better wrestler out of the two of them in that match and helped carry it into a really good performance. So she's someone that I feel can elevate other wrestlers. Like, if somebody else from the lower end of things had a match with Layla Hirsch, I'd have more confidence that it would be good than Penelope Ford wrestling them.
But if Penelope Ford wrestled Layla Hirsch, I'd think,
maybe
this could be something really good.
Yeah, but that's because of what Layla brings to it more than what Ford would bring to it.
Side note about Camille, how did WWE not pick up Camille?
Could say that about a lot of names on this roster right now, because they could have had Britt Baker, I'm sure. They could, you know?
Yeah, it's just, we could talk about it. We've talked about it in the past, too, but, like, they offer Thunder Rosa a trainer spot because they're like, well, we don't really actually on the roster.
They were trying to get that referee spot, though. They offered Tasha Steelz from Impact that spot. Like, they just offered people, hey, you're a good wrestler, come be a referee, which is just God.
It's crazy. So where do you guys stand on Anna Jay then?
C.
What do you think? If you say C, then I ain't gonna argue. I think she's B.
I think she would be a B now if she hadn't gotten injured.
I like that, actually. Yeah, I can understand that.
about the injury is obviously means that she has to almost start fresh. But we know that she's good enough that they can kick on from that. But she hasn't wrestled much since coming back. And so I can't say no opinion because I've seen definitely enough of her to know that she is good. But I feel like her progression got stunted by the injury. So she's currently a C.
I know we gave her her flowers already, but again, shout out to Tay Conti, who just is like so great and such a great improvement from her time in NXT.
Vastly better. She went from fantastic. Why is she still employed compared to some of the other people, where we're just sort of like, they're clearly not pushing her. Like, they're not doing anything with her. She's not improving. What's going on here? Eventually, you have to cut somebody if you're going nowhere for that long. And almost immediately in AEW, it's like, okay.
Oh, she's good.
She's actually like, yeah. So it's clearly she was not in the right spot for her to flourish. And thank God that she's gone over here instead of just giving up, because she's a lot of fun. She's great.
Yeah.
And where we landed on the bunny, I'd go
C.
Like in that C kind of range.
I would personally lean to B, but I wouldn't like bat an eye at putting her in C.
I could hear B. What do you think, Tony?
I think that she's a pretty decent wrestler, and I think that she's, even though I don't think she's positioned as well as she could have done in the time since she signed with the company, she does show some nice little like character flourishes, like the tilting head look towards the camera and stuff like that, and she injects a bit of like character and energy to her matches now. Like she comes across as genuinely unhinged.
If we rank based off of a series of different things, I give her different tiers. Like if we go looks, like she's an S or an A, like super attractive. If we go character, she's an A or a B. If we go wrestling, she's pretty much a C. If we go overall, she's a B or a C. But if I think about it, I kind of lean more towards a C because I go, I just can't imagine that she's going to win that. I thought at the very beginning of AEW that she was going to be one of, if not the first champion. And then since then, I'm like, yeah, she's not winning that. So if they advertise on like an episode of Dynamite, they go like, Dr. Britt Baker is going to face the bunny for the championship. I'm like, all right, well, Baker retains. I don't really need to watch the match. Like, I don't get excited about it. You know what I mean?
That's understandable.
Yeah. So I'd go C.
That's fine. You can put her in C.
As far as this list, I'd go Jamie Hayter as a C right now because I just haven't seen enough from her to think anything other than that.
Look, she's got a good starting position, but there's more stuff that we need to understand with her.
But I think she's got enough of a bump to get that C.
Big Swole, I'd lean more towards B.
She's very good. She's very charismatic.
B.
Yeah, I'd put her in
B. She needs to get back on Dynamite. Like, she's B.
B is for Big Swole. And then out of this pairing of this the trio that we have left, I still don't know about Ruby Soho, because it's like it's hard to judge based off of not just looking at what she's done in WWE, since we know what all that is about.
Here's the reality. If she was still Ruby Riott in WWE, I'd still put her on B because she's very good. But in AEW, she's at least an A.
Ruby Riott in WWE is D tier. But
how they use
immediately her, going over to AEW, she jumps up to at least B because she's just, you know, big fish in a small pond, can actually wrestle a different style and not be like beat down to shit all the time, you know? Like, she's B or an A in my mind. I don't know if I'd go A yet, but she's at least B.
I think if we're going to judge it similarly to how we described like the bunny thing with C tier, I don't think I would bat too much of an eyelid. I mean, I'd be shocked considering how much she'd been pushed, but it wouldn't be like the greatest shock in the world if Ruby Soho defeated Britt Baker for the AEW Women's Championship. I can imagine them making Ruby Soho Women's Champion pretty soon. And by that logic, that means I'd probably put her in A at this point.
I'm cool with that.
And It sounds weird because they do have Baker, and Baker's great, but they haven't had a non-Joshi babyface champion yet.
I mean, they are only on their fourth champion.
That is true, so, but like when you think about the people that they have,
yeah.
And again, and this is something across the board I want to establish, you don't need to be champion for 6 months. Ruby can be champion for 3 weeks and lose it back to Baker, and that's cool. Like, you don't need to be champion forever.
Or she could have, I mean, if they would have done the Battle Royale thing, if she would have been fighting for the championship at All Out, she could have dropped it by Full Gear, you know?
Right.
Some two-month championship reign kind of deal. With Nyla Rose and Red Velvet, based off of this list, I'd probably say Nyla is closer to A and Red Velvet's closer to B. But I'd be cool with putting them both in B.
Nyla Rose, I think, is comparatively to the people that we've got in D right now, I think she's above that rank. So I would put her in A. Just because I think there's more you can do with her. Red Velvet is a solid C for me.
Solid C. I don't know how we ranked her last.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I think that she's better than that, and I think she's got more character and she's a bigger
right
presence.
Right now, she's a C. Right now.
Yeah. I feel like I could not imagine, even though they had that match with Britt Baker, she is no way positioned to challenge for the women's championship. I feel like...
Isn't she in a better spot right now than Big Swole to you guys?
Yeah, but I'd see.
Yeah,
more
but
in
Big I think
Swole.
Big Swole's better.
Yeah, Big Swole's a better wrestler than she is. I think Big Swole's got more character than she has. Red Velvet's character kind of boils down to the like struts that she does to the ring and stuff like that. And like, she can deliver a good promo every now and again, but we don't see enough of it. But that's also due to the fact that AEW doesn't expose the women's division as much as they probably should do. But I don't like if she won the AEW Women's Championship, I'd think, fucking hell, what the fuck are they doing? That type of attitude.
Yeah, see, I mean, if we go in that kind of direction, I don't think anybody, well, I'll put it this way. Right now, if you were to say, like, all right, all the championships get erased, we're just doing a reset, who are your options for champion? To me, it's Baker, Rosa, Shida, even though, like, I wouldn't go with Shida, she was just a champion, that kind of thing. Ruby. There's a chance about Nyla. There's a chance about Deeb. And that's pretty much it. So it's like, of course, that makes sense. But, like, I would put more stock into Red Velvet winning the championship than I would, say, like, Anna Jay winning the championship right now.
Here's how
but I wouldn't go with either of them by any means. Like, neither of them against Britt Baker is making me think that they're going to win.
Velvet and King recently represented AEW at the NWA Empower show. I think Velvet is a little further along than King, and I wouldn't move King from where she is. So that's kind of where I'm going with that.
Yeah, I do think that Red Velvet needs a bit more seasoning and time in the... She's been given actually a pretty decent amount of time in the spotlight, but that hasn't really made me feel like she's any further along than some of the other women that she's alongside there. I just feel like I can look at most of the women in C and B tier. I think when I look at B tier people, I feel like they're only a 3 month or so push away from being AEW Women's Champion or being at the level that they could realistically be a AEW Women's Champion. With the C tier one, you're probably looking close to 6 months to a year, maybe.
So just for the sake of it, I'm going to see if we have this going on. Because we've not done this with other things, but if we did our own individual lists, just to see if there's like any kind of
there's a reason why you're doing this, because you're just so hung up on this fucking Penelope Ford thing.
Well, no, because now I'm curious, because I thought we'd have a lot more in agreement than we currently do, where like, so I'm just kind of like, I wonder how many of these are, it's just like 90% like that you guys tend to agree, or if it ends up being, you know, a little bit here and there. So, like, I would go, say, for instance, like, I'm going to just bounce around some people, but if you guys... Oh, wait, no, you don't have access to do this. Never mind.
Yeah.
So, I was going to say, if you guys want to do that for yours, this is an Excel spreadsheet, not an online thing for me.
I'll just say real quick, I would move Anna Jay to B, and that might be it.
Really?
Maybe take Bates out of F, but if I had to have somebody in F again, it would be Leah Bates.
And I'm bouncing around a little bit here, but is there anybody that you think that you would move Callum between yours and stuff?
No, mine's pretty safe.
So then it is pretty much, it's you're that's how you guys are doing that.
You're the only one that's different.
And the only real changes that I would do would be I'd put Ford somewhere around here and bump up Red Velvet then. And downgrade Layla Hirsch.
Yeah.
Is that it? I think. Yeah, I think that might be it.
Yeah. I think maybe the only other change I'd make is I'd probably put Julia Hart in E, maybe. That would be the only other little thing that I'd probably do, just because I just don't think that she's anywhere near ready yet, beyond just the manager role that she's, which is a good manager role, but not in-ring-wise yet.
All right, well, there you go. If you wanted to know our individual list, I guess that's what that would be, and this is our consolidated list for the AEW Women's roster, at least as far as September 15th, before Dynamite. Who knows? Maybe on this episode of Dynamite, somebody does something really great or really awful that it ends up being like, all right, you know, that's on the strength of that one thing alone, they should move up or they should move down. Like, I don't know who's scheduled to wrestle tonight, but maybe it's like, maybe Anna Jay has like the best match of the year tonight or something. And then we end up going, all right, definitely B tier for her, like, or, you know, whatever it might be. But that is what we're working with here. So whether you agree or you disagree, drop your comments below. Tell us where you would rank all these women on the list. And make sure that you stay tuned, because tomorrow, I'm assuming I'll probably post this, you know, tomorrow. I'll post this one today, and I'll post the men's roster tomorrow. That's more than likely what I'll do. We'll break down the other part of the AEW side of things. Then we got another episode of the Hot Tags after that. And then next week we start getting into Extreme Rules stuff. So that's a couple things to look forward to. But by all means, if you are following us and you're subscribed and you check out Facebook and Twitter, it's Markout Moment. You follow our individual accounts. You check out the website stuff. You know, there's always stuff happening and everything. So check me out at Tony Mango. Go to fanboysanonymous.com and check out everything that's happening over there. You know, subscribe and like and follow and do all that stuff that you would do here over on that website as well. And check out what these guys have going on too. Rob?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter and all social media platforms at Dude Felice. Check out everything going on at Fightful.com. And also check out Fanboys Anonymous. I just watched Kingston for the first time and we did a watch along. So that was cool.
Callum?
Yep, you can follow me on Twitter at Wigmeister14. Check out everything on smartcatmoment.com. But if you can only stop to check out one article every week, then definitely check prioritize the power rankings. Other than that, if you're interested in some classic and retro wrestling content, then there is always 2001 A Wrestling Odyssey and the Paul Heyman's Fat Damn podcast over in the Smartcat Moment archives, whether it's on YouTube or through any of the podcast feeds.
Alrighty, everybody, that's it for this part of the tier list. And we will see you with the next one. But for now, this has been another Smark Out Moment, and we are being counted out.